Well, good evening. How are you all tonight? Well, awesome. It's awesome. Everybody say awesome.
Awesome.
No, not awesome. 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 You got to learn Australian. Thank you, Pastor, for doing that. Is it Pastor Ephel?
Yes.
I got it right. Amazing. I got a terrible memory for remembering people's names. I know you were very surprised at that. Well, we're going to see a move of the power of God tonight, and there's a good anointing here, as a good time of worship before, the good presence of God in here. Godly me, we've been going for 9 months. There should be the presence of God in here, and it is. And things are going well. Things are going well at Newburgh, and God's blessing that place. It's our fifth week, I think, now. And we had street guy, people going out in the streets on Saturday. We had 8 decisions for Christ out there this Saturday. Yeah. That's right. I think it was 4 last week, 8 this week. And not only that, we started to make inroads. The people's, some are giving, or quite a few of them are giving their numbers. And we're just going back to those, we'll be going back to those same places to build up friendships, all of these places. I got a real blessing. I thought it was fantastic. I bombed myself out right down there where all the gangs hang out on Broadway there, right near the river. And this guy just comes up to me, obviously. Looked like a drug dealer. I don't know if he was or not. He says, "Oh, how you doing?" As if I was a long-lost friend. And I had my long jacket on. I love wearing that. Because people either think you're a narc, which in Australia is a undercover policeman, or a drug dealer. And I want to look like that to those type of people. It opens up the way for the gospel. And so he comes walking up. Says, "Ah, great to see you again." He probably thought I was a drug lord or something. I said, "Yeah, nice to see you." And he said, "Oh, your voice... You've turned Irish." I said, "No, Australian, actually." And so he obviously thought I was someone from that area. And I said, "Yeah, we just started a church in Newburgh, and things are going really well. We've given our lives to Jesus Christ, and things are going really, really good." He said, "Well, I believe in God too." And I had a good old conversation with him there, and so that was great. And so, but all these people that are getting saved on the street, it's all through folk in our church. I haven't led one to the Lord on the street yet, and which is unusual for me. But I think it's good, because nobody can say it's just my evangelistic gift operating, because it's not at all. It's probably covering people, because I'm a leader of the church there. But no, they're all doing a great job. I think Michelle led 5 to Jesus, something like that. Good old Michelle. And they put them out in the streets. She went out there with a little joy amongst all the gangs. I don't know if hubby was too pleased about that, but, you know, not the safest place for a woman and child to go. But that worked to her favor. It gave her favor. And so the 2 soul winners in our church at the moment is Tony Rayola and Ed and Michelle. So whoever wins 20 souls in the first month, they get a new car. So they're heading towards that. You know, one of those little toy cars, you know. So we're only kidding. But it's a good start. We're off to a good start, and you're welcome to come down Fridays. I'm not seeing too many of you coming down there now, you little stinkers. But you're more than welcome to... I know you've had meetings on going here too. But you're more than welcome to come. Come and have a look at our new facilities, and God's blessed us there. And of course, Saturdays and Sundays you're here, of course. But it's going well. We're happy, and we got the... working on the team with Vaughan, of course, and so we've got that same apostolic vision and drive. All I want to do is raise up a revivalist. I just want to raise up evangelists with revival ministries, raise up business people, raise up anybody who's just hungering for God into whatever they're called to do. And that's the call on our lives, but mainly it's a mission sending, and so we're going to do it for God, and so keep praying for us, because it's all good. Anyway, turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 29. I've got no great teaching message tonight or anything like that, just a inspirational preaching on just a few things I saw in here. First Chronicles chapter 29 on the power of God. Good anointing in here. First Chronicles 29 verse 1, it says, then King David, is this too loud? Are you all okay? Probably turn me down a bit if someone's up there. Just a little bit, because it's I'll get preaching in a minute. It'll blast you all out. Then King David said to the whole assembly, my son Solomon, the one whom God has chosen, is young and inexperienced. And the task is great because this palatial structure is not for man, but for the Lord. With all my resources, I've provided for the temple of God. And he begins to explain that. But as I began to look at that, I began to look at it in the light of the New Testament church, in the commission that Jesus Christ has given us, into going into the world and preaching the gospel and making disciples of all nations, winning people to Jesus, healing the sick, raising the dead, and all that sort of thing. And when we look at that, we can say, yeah, the task is great to win this world for Jesus Christ, to win our community, to win our communities, to win our nation, and nations for Christ is a great task. There's a lot of people that live on planet Earth. There's a lot of demonic activity where people are being misguided with their spiritual hunger and going into New Age and going into witchcraft and going into things that has a belief in God but, of course, denies the power of God. So the task that we've got before us is achievable, but it's great. And although we're not trying to build a palace, what we are doing, we are in a sense, we are endeavoring to build the kingdom of God. Because the Bible says, even Paul wrote it there in Corinthians, he said, listen, I planted, Apollos watered, but it's God that gives the increase. And what this whole thing is about is God. And it's people being positioned right with their ministries and with their gifts. But the task is pretty great. Very bad English. But it's great. Everyone say the task is great. Because the kingdom of God is not for man, but for the Lord God. You see, when we give, when you gave tonight, we thank you for that. Don't give to my ministry. Just don't give to our ministry or something like that out of need. Give because you believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that keeps us supplied with our needs met so we can keep preaching the gospel. It's all about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's something that the modern church has let go of to a large degree. That's why we need to be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. That's why we need to have passion. That's why Jesus says, you know, I burn with devotion for my Father's house. The devotion for my Father's house, the zeal for my God does consume me. And we've got to have that in our spirit, because when we get used to just church life, we get used to just local church, we get used to just ministering to needs, we come right down in our hunger, we come right down in our passion for Jesus Christ, and then all we're thinking about is people's needs instead of what it's really all about, the gospel of Jesus Christ in healing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing the leper, and making disciples to go out into the marketplace to do just that. And it doesn't matter what we are. It doesn't matter what gifting we are. If you're a pastor, then pastor them in the kingdom. If you're a prophet, prophesy them in the kingdom. If you're an encourager, encourage them in the kingdom. If you're an old misery guts, then misery guts them in the kingdom. Who cares? Whatever it takes, we've got to get people in for Christ. We've got to get souls won for Jesus Christ. We've got to get a fire back in our bones again. Because if we don't, I honestly believe we are the last generation. Now, a lot of men of God have said that over many generations. The Apostle Paul thought he was the last generation, because if you look at his teachings, he honestly thought, he wrote his letters like Christ was coming back in his day. Well, we're 2,000 years ago. When Peter got up and said, in the last days, God says, I'm going to pour my spirit out on all flesh. They thought they're in the last days back there. So if they thought they're in the last days, we must be in the last of the last days. And I got this sense in my heart that although none of us know the day or the hour, Jesus Christ is coming back, and it could be any time. There isn't too many prophecies left to be fulfilled. Probably one major one, the appearing of the Antichrist, and this gospel shall be preached to all nations, then the end shall come. There is not too many nations. Most statistics believe or say there's about 18 nations to 20 nations that have still not heard the gospel. So there's hundreds and thousands, millions of people have not yet heard the gospel even once. So we've got a big job to do. The task is great for building the kingdom of God. But as we find with a hunger in our heart, our positions in the body of Christ, our ministries, our purpose for God, and we go for it with passion, and we go for it with zeal, and we go for it with prophetic hunger, then this is going to be accomplished. God wants to put this king's fire on the map. Of course he does. He wants to put it around the whole world. And that's exactly what he wants, king's fire. He wants us to go out with revivalists who can go out and bring whole cities to Jesus Christ. But God's looking at us, what we're doing now here, what we're doing in Newburgh, and we've got to keep that fire burning hot. I was there this morning, and I'm thinking to myself, leading the worship, this is great, but this is not good enough. We've got to fast and pray. We haven't got the build-up of 9 months like here. It's like starting again. Not good enough. I said to the folk, we're not in revival down there. We just got a good move of God through my gift at the moment. Not good enough. We've got to get into that revival flow, which means fasting, which means prayer, which means, you know, not just walking out on the streets. It means the word of God. It means really pushing in and hungering. Because I will not pastor just people. Amen. Well, who else are you going to pastor? I won't pastor people with a pathetic, just wanting church on Sundays. Plenty of people can do that. I'll stay in one place as long as I feel hunger of God burning in people's hearts. I don't care what problems they've got in their life. It doesn't bother me. But if I can feel that hunger in people's hearts, I'll ride that thing right through. Amen. I didn't say I'd burn people out. Hopefully not. But we've got to be people. My God, my God, my God. Come here, Jerry. I've got too much of a build-up of the anointing. I can't stand it. Well, just take it.